Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm not with Patrick, but I'm with someone. Okay, it's Monday. It is week two of interviews from the Forecastle Festival that I attended in Louisville, Kentucky. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and Patrick Foster is still on vacation. He will be out all this week, again, taking that trip around the world, circumventing the globe, what he's doing, I think, maybe. I don't know. He's probably actually just sitting home watching soccer and eating candy. But nevertheless, we have some great stuff this week. Last week, we had some interviews from Forecastle with White Reaper and with Ron Gallo. And I hope you enjoyed those. And this week, we're going to kick off with an interview I did also on the grounds of Forecastle. So you'll hear some noise in the background. And in this one in particular, there were a lot of planes flying overhead. So we must have hit the time of day when, you know, all the UPS planes are going over, Louisville being a hub for such activity. But anyway, the interview was with a group called I'm With Her. And if you don't know this group, you really should, because it's really just beautiful music. So here's the setup. The group consists of three artists. They all work in traditional bluegrass and roots music. They all are successful solo artists in their own right. Their names are Sarah Jarosz, Sarah Watkins, and Aoife O'Donovan. Sarah Watkins also was in a group called Nickel Creek, you may have heard of. Aoife O'Donovan was in a group called Crooked Still. Sarah Jarosz has done some amazing solo work, and in fact, her last album, Undercurrent, won a Grammy for Best Folk Album. And I had a chance to meet her and talk with her when she was promoting that record a couple of years ago. Back on the old show, we had her on and interviewed her and got to see her perform here in Northern Virginia, and she's an incredible artist. So anyway, the three of them all come together. You're going to hear a little bit about how that developed, as well as some insight into what it's like for three women to perform together, because just like in lots of other genres of pop music, bluegrass, roots, even that tends to be male-dominated. And so what they're doing, I think they have a real passion for here, and they enjoy this experience, and they've been touring, supporting the record that they put out earlier this year called See You Around. I got to then see them play at Forecastle together, and like I said, it's just beautiful stuff. The harmonies, the interaction between the instruments, just the songs themselves, I think you're really going to enjoy this. So we're going to have an interview with I'm With Her today, and second part tomorrow, so let's get to that.
All the din and commotion, I hear you loud and clear. A constant ringing bell, or the ocean in a shell I held up to my ear, while everything else is breaking like the waves down on the coastline, breaking like wine-stained glass that held my drink, breaking like the heart that's stuck inside my skin. Will it ever beat again? Or just go on bleeding till it's empty, till I fill it up again?
All right, well, thanks for joining me on the podcast. Why don't we, to get the listeners familiar with your voices, go around and introduce yourselves.
I'm Aoife O'Donovan, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Sarah Watkins, and I sing and play fiddle.
I'm Sarah Jarosz, and I sing and play mandolin and banjo and some guitar.
I started saying what I played. Sorry.
No, that's great. So you all obviously have had successful music careers already to this point. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. And I know that this group sort of started sort of as a lark, right? It just kind of put together at a show, at a festival. And what kept it going? You know, what at what point did it you all decide, like, we need to do something more with this and make it a more formal pursuit?
It was pretty immediate. We got together at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. We were there. All three of us were sort of doing different things that year at Telluride, and we ended up finding ourselves on a workshop together in Elks Park, and then later that night playing an actual short opening set of music at the Sheridan Opera House. And it was just one of those things that was more fun than I think anybody thought it was even going to be. And the next day we sent some texts and decided that we were going to actually try to become a band. And it took a lot of planning and a lot of finagling, but we met up again a couple months later and worked up a couple tunes and recorded them a couple months after that, and then went on our first tour.
Wow. So it really was like sort of instantaneous like that.
Yeah. I don't think we were planning on making an album that quickly, but like our immediate goal was to do some shows. And we knew, we had a pretty good idea that we could get booked at a couple of places. And with that confidence, I think we immediately started the idea of like building a tour and, you know, going for 3 weeks or so in the UK. And then immediately, you know, when we were in the middle of that tour, we were all pretty convinced that it was something we wanted to pursue in a bigger way and, you know, start writing together and, you know, seeing what we could really come up with.
Let's talk about the writing for a minute, because I know a lot of times when musicians collaborate, they often will, you know, maybe come in with a song already and then have others, you know, maybe put some finishing touches on it or add their parts. For you, though, was it more of a real collaboration in terms of the songwriting, or did it kind of set up like that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, kind of going off of what they said, I think the combination of the immediacy of the band, but also the patience of the band was really important, because we had kind of almost 2 years to basically play other people's songs together before we ever tried to start writing our own music. And mm-hmm. I think that was important, having the process of arranging music that already exists with each other facilitated the process when we finally jumped in and started writing our own songs. Because we knew we had a shared vision of different textures that we like, different sounds that we like, even lyrics that we like.
Right.
So when we finally sat down, and I guess it was actually like a year after forming the band, there were two writing sessions, one in Los Angeles and one in Vermont. And that also felt like it had an immediacy to it, I think, because of that. And the songs just kind of flowed. And I think, you know, we each came in with little pieces of formed songs, but then it felt like a pretty equal process in terms of finishing the songs.
It wasn't like Traveling Wilburys, for example, where, you know, like that's the Bob Dylan song, you know, that's the George Harrison song. Wasn't that kind of a thing?
I mean, I feel like we purposefully didn't want it to be like that, because there are so many.
The Traveling Wilburys?
I love the Traveling Wilburys. Not the Traveling Wilburys, but not, you know, there's so many super groups where it is this person's song, this person. It feels sort of like an in the round thing more than a fully formed band. And just having some sort of sense of knowing what we don't want it to be helped that process be more unified.
Yeah, we wanted to be a band from the beginning. You know, we didn't want it to be a collection of individuals.
Right.
Like Jeroz was saying. So I think it helped to try and I think that she's absolutely right, that starting with a year or so of playing covers really helped that, because there's no personal vested interest in those songs necessarily. Like, you're just playing the song that everyone likes and trying to figure out the best way to do it. And it's less of a precious way to work and contribute ideas. You can, at least for us, I think it was a good starting point, because it's a big deal to write together. And turns out that the way that we write is largely with arrangements intact to the writing, to the composition, and we sort of build those parts in. And I wonder if that has to do with the fact that, you know, we just started by arranging songs, not really writing.
I've got a story, a dotted line. I have my sins, a
done by time. Nothing special ain't that fine, that fine. I've got a story, a dotted line, where it's connecting yours to mine. Nothing special ain't that fine, that fine. Ain't that fine.
You find that your taste just mesh, or do any of you sort of stand out and say, like, you know, bring something totally unique to the process, or how does that work?
I think there's enough overlap in our taste that it makes arranging songs, and especially picking covers or even deciding how to arrange a song, it makes that easier than, say, if you were in a band with somebody whose tastes were wildly different than your own. But
right. That
being said, we definitely all have different influences that we bring to the table, and I love how even still we can be chatting about music and somebody will say, like, oh, I love that, and we're like, you do? Like, cool. Like, I think that's there's a lot going on in everybody's background that is not even necessarily always at the forefront, but it's there. And in the songwriting process, you can hear those different influences from time to time just sort of sneaking out.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Another part of being a band, though, is like traveling together, being together all the time. How has that worked out with this group of three?
I mean, I feel like that's actually the main reason we wanted to form a band, because we really like hanging out together.
Yeah.
That part is great.
It's the best.
Making coffee, going shopping. I mean, it's the first time I've ever been on the road with two other women.
Uh-huh.
I'm normally, I think we're all normally in a situation
Same.
Where we're the only woman on the road. And so it's so much fun to have shopping buddies, as cliche as that may sound.
It's just like, it's just, for me, it's I didn't realize the compensation that I was doing and that I do when I'm in a group of different, I mean, when you're in any given social scenario, you're probably going to, you know, lean a certain way to blend in and to, you know, to fit into that group, whether it's like your family or your friends from school or your work friends or whatever. Like, there's a different part of you that comes out. And this was a pleasant discovery for me to realize that there's a part of me that can come out in a band situation that feels very natural. It's not, it's hard to describe, but it just makes certain things easier. I think we communicate really well.
And I think we're all really able to be ourselves with each other, both musically and personally. And I think that's something that's really hard to find, both in friendships and in musical situations, and especially when you're taking it on the road. And we've now been on tour behind this record pretty much since January. And I mean, it's still really fun to wake up and make coffee and hang out and have meals together and then go play the show. I mean, it sounds probably annoying to some people listening, because, like, God, they should get over it, but it's really fun.
Well, it's not without its inconveniences,
of course.
Those inconveniences are mostly just the nature of the job.
Yeah, tour-related.
The traveling, yeah.
Well, you have very young kids on the road, right? Infants, right?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Two little babies.
So how do you make that work?
We're really lucky that Sarah Giroux still wants to be in a band with us. It's really fun. We've got a great team. We've got a great tour family, and our kids are super fun. And it's honestly been just, I don't know, maybe it's because we knew this was going to happen when we
planned
this entire tour, and it wasn't a surprise. And we were kind of, everybody's been so supportive in the tour family, and
100%.
It's just great. It's really fun. And like Sarah says, of course, there's major inconveniences, like your child's crying while everybody else is trying to sleep. But, I mean, it's life, I guess.
It's life with us. We love Sarah Giroux for not leaving us.
They love Sarah Giroux, too. So that's good.
I love them.
Some folks have it better, but oh, we've got it good. We've got a story, a dotted line. No need to hurry, take our time. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. We've got a story, a dotted line, where it begins, the when and why. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. We've got a story, a dotted line. Got a dollar and a dime.
Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine, ain't that fine, ain't that fine, ain't that fine.
Okay, my thanks to I'm With Her, Sarah, and Aoife. That was a great interview, and there's actually more. You're going to hear more of it tomorrow, because of course you're listening to Rock in the Suburbs every day. Please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes. Please email us with any of your comments on what you've been hearing on the show, rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can call and leave a message, and we put your voice on an upcoming show. That number is 612-440-1984. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. So let's get out of here. We got more tomorrow with I'm With Her from the Forecastle Festival, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Shattered pieces of is another thing. There's a far off feeling, I can't shake it. Hold it in my hands, but I might break it. Shiny pieces all around me, breaking like the waves down on the coastline, breaking like stained glass that held my drink, breaking like the heart stuck inside my skin. Come on, fill it up again. Fill it up again. Fill it up again.
So we have a bug situation.
It's, all right. It's not just bugs. It's a bee who's attacking.
No, it's a little
me.
Beetle.
Oh, it's just a beetle. Yeah,
it's just
fine
a beetle.
With a beetle.
Okay.
I just don't want to get stung. They get me for no reason. They always say you have to provoke a bee, but I disagree with that.
No, I think it was actually helpful going into the songwriting process.
The beetle is still here.
The beetle wants to be part of this.
Okay.
All right. We are in Kentucky.
Got to get a Louisville Slugger up in here.